Money Matters with Dave Petzel on Idaho's talk station, 580 KIDO.
Good morning and welcome back to Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Stone and Tom Brown, and I are filling in for Dave Petzel this morning. Today we actually had two special guests. Both are young adults, one off to college next month, the other has finished her first and gets a summer break. So we wanted to ask them questions about their experience. So first I wanted to thank both of you. For JC, we'll start with you. Is there anything you would like to wrap up with, advise people to do differently, wish you would have done differently?
I don't think there's necessarily anything I wish I would have done differently. I'm actually really happy with the way everything turned out. I mean, even not, I would necessarily say I'd do the same thing my friend did as, like, in going and spending so much money, but they're happy, and I think that's really the most important part. I mean, obviously the money's important, but finding a place you're happy and you can be successful in is the whole point of college, and I think if you can find that and find a balance between the money, then you're in the perfect situation.
Thank you. You did a great job today. Good luck in everything, and have a fun break this summer. And Brennan, how about you? Are you happy with your decision? Is there anything... I guess you haven't experienced it yet, so you don't know if you're going to enjoy it or not, but are you glad that you made the decision you did? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm glad I made the decision I did. It was quite the process, and I had a lot of options. And at the end of the day, when I visited was actually when I finally made the decision, and that's what kind of determined that it was the right decision for me.
You know, we've been focusing on the college aspect of going to West Point, but, you know, we kind of glossed over that you are going to be active duty in the military for a period of time. So we'd like to say thank you for your service before you serve and appreciate everything you're going to be doing for us and your country.
Thank you.
Yeah. Quite an accomplishment. It really is. It's something that I don't think there are a lot of people that know how much time and work and what you've put into this. Your testing, your GPA, your everything that went into this is it's a lot of work. It's not just handed to very, very many people. So I don't even have any idea. I don't know that you do. How many are even going out of Idaho to West Point? Do you know?
Out of Idaho?
Mm-hmm.
Not very many. I'd say five. Maybe.
What's the average? I mean, maybe what's a freshman class look like? What size?
Freshman class about 1,000. So 1,000 out of the millions of flights.
Isn't that amazing when you think about it? So
yeah.
Congratulations. It's a huge accomplishment. We are going to take our final break, and then we'll give you a couple tips on how to start saving for college and some ideas that we have. And if you have questions, please call us, 580-KIDO. Okay, so I guess we aren't going to take any more breaks in time? Yeah, good. All right. So he's telling us we get to keep talking, which is great. That's what we like.
We're a little premature.
We were a little premature. I thought we had more breaks, but we do not this hour. So that's wonderful. So now I want to talk a little bit about how do we start to plan for this? Because it really, our business is financial planning. We try to help people set up their lives so that they can have a comfortable retirement or a comfortable goals met into this. Because if you're heading into paying for your kids to go to school and you have saved properly for them, it takes away so much stress.
It certainly does. And there's a couple savings options out there. There's what is the original college savings plan, which is called a Coverdell IRA or ESA. You'll hear the term. That was the first one that was offered years ago. The maximum you can put into it is $2,000. There's income limitations. You can use it for grade school and high school costs, some high school costs, but is fairly limited as far as the versus what is now offered, which is the 529 plan. 529 plan, the biggest thing about 529 is every state has a 529 plan, their state-sponsored plan. Some states have multiple plans, and they cover college. They are specifically for college. And, for instance, the state of Idaho, the IDEAL plan, you can go to idsaves.org and read about it, and that's where you can set up your accounts there. And you can, for the state of Idaho, if you're a resident, you can put up to $4,000 per person or $8,000 if you're married, filing jointly on your tax return into that plan. Grows tax-free, and if it's used for college or college expenses, then all the earnings are tax-free also.
You can put more into a 529 plan than the $8,000,
right.
But it's just not a deductible thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that you're limited there. The limits are extremely high on 529 plans. And the benefit of it, it really, we were calculating it out. And
It's like almost double.
Yeah.
Right, if you do it early enough and so forth. That doesn't stop someone if it's last minute also, because you can put the money in, get the tax deduction, and a few months later take the money out and use it for college expenses, and you still get the tax deduction. So if you were sitting there going, well, my kid's just going to school next year, won't have any time for growth, you can still get the tax deduction. And again, it isn't a huge tax deduction because it's only state income tax. But if you think about it, if you do $8,000, that's a little over almost $600 of tax savings. You do that for a few years, that adds up. So if you're going to get that, you might as well utilize all the tools you have available to do it. One important thing about 529s is just because it's the Idaho 529 plan does not mean that you can only use it for Idaho schools. You can use it for any school or any education. And it isn't just college. You could use it for a VOTEC program and some of these others.
Yeah, and people always worry that if you put it in there, what if your kid doesn't go to school? We get that all the time, but sometimes you always have to look at the what ifs and say, well, what if they do, what if they don't? And I always think you can argue that to death, so why not hedge the bet and say they do?
Because
most kids are going to have to go to some sort of school in the future, so you want to put something away for them. And worst case, if you have two children and one decides, either gets a full ride, ends up at West Point and doesn't need the expenses, you can take and change the beneficiary to another child, and it continues on for them. Worst case, you take the money out, put it in your pocket, you're taxed and penalized on the earnings.
Only the earnings. Yes. And I think people get caught up into that and you think, oh, I got $30,000 in there, I'm going to get all this tax. It's only what the growth in that plan. So you don't that would be the worst case scenario as far as the plan is concerned, but it isn't like a showstopper. It isn't like the money turns into a pumpkin and the government takes it because you didn't use it for school. And one thing to consider is that, let's say you had a child and it's like Brennan and he goes to West Point and you've saved up all this money and he's not going to use it, but there is no expiration date on a 529. On a ESA or the plan, you have to take it out by the time you're 30. But at 529, there isn't. So you could leave the money in his name for a long period of time, and then let's say he has a family, then you could gift the account to him, and then the beneficiary could be the grandkids, and then you'd have a prepaid, or you'd have a savings plan for your grandkids already to go.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways to peel this onion as far as college expenses and savings, but you should use the best tools out there, and I think the 529 is the best tool for saving for college at this point.
And the state plan is very easy to open. You can do almost everything online. And when it comes time to pay for education, you can actually go on and request the money go directly to the school. And it pays the tuition. You just send the check right off. You don't have to do anything. You just put your kid's information on there. Obviously, I know this because I have a kid that's in college right now that we're paying for. And it's very simple to do. So there's not a lot to it. So it's a great opportunity. And again, it doesn't also have to be used for kids. That's another thing. If you decide and you have a little bit left over and you want to go to school, you can pay your expenses with that as well.
Anybody in the family, you can change the beneficiary too. So,
and since you own it as a parent or as whoever sets it up, you have direct control over how the funds are distributed. It's not a gift to the kid and they can't go out and buy a car.
Right. You still control it. And like a lot of people, they don't want to lock money up for college, so they use what is called a UTMA account, and they set up a non-college account for their kids. That can really backfire in a few different ways because the kids in Idaho do get it at 21, and you cannot restrict that. And also that in financial aid, the UTMA counts against the kids' income and assets, while the 529 goes toward the parents. So for financial aid, the 529 is less of a penalty or whatever on the financial aid, the FAFSA form. It doesn't count against you. One question I get a lot is what costs are covered in the 529? What can you use it for? You can use it for tuition, use it for room and board, books and supplies, special services that are required by the school, and computers and related equipment, as long as they're required for the coursework.
Also, when we look into a couple different things about this we talked about, we want to make it very clear that if you want your kids to have a experience in college that's out of state that costs a lot of money, that's a choice that you make. Our concern is we just don't want people to sacrifice their retirement, their lifestyle, because a lot of the statistics say if people are cashing in on their retirement to pay for their kids to go to school, they're taking loans against their homes to send their kids to school. The easiest thing to do is start saving as soon as they're born. If this is something important to you, and I know that sounds crazy because you're young and everything's costly, but if you put $100 away a month when a child is born, 18 years at 5% interest, we're not even talking a crazy interest rate here, you could save more than $35,000. That's a big dent in college costs. And this is the kicker. This is the part that people say, I can't afford that $100 a month. But if you borrow the money, you're going to end up paying over $400 a month to pay that back if you want it paid off in 10 years. So investing about $21,000 during that time, or you pay back about $48,000 when you add in the interest. It makes a lot of sense to save and pay for things than it take a loan out and just say, we'll pay for it when it happens.
Right. And then obviously the thing that we really want to guard against is our kids getting saddled with a huge amount of student loan debt. We know that that's in the news all the time now, how much student loan debt there is out there and what the kids are dealing with. And it really restricts their ability to live the way they want to once they graduate, because now they're paying for college for a long period of time.
Our goal for our daughter who is in college is for her to come out with little to no debt, hopefully no. That's our ultimate goal, so that when she starts in her career, she has an opportunity to take the job she may want to take versus the job that she may have to take because of different things that come into play. So it's important. It's important to give you freedom later. I mean, this is a short period of time, 4 to 5 years of life. How much do you want to take on to burden yourself with the rest of your life?
Right. And really speculate if your kids are going to go one of these for-profit schools like Carrington or Brown Mackey or Stevens Henniger, that they're very expensive and they're based upon taking student loans. That's the whole thing. How they make money is getting kids to take a lot of student loans. So be cautious.
Well, thank you all for listening. We really enjoyed being here. Thank you to JC and Brennan, and to all the moms out there, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day and you get some time with your family.